Physical activity and sport are linked with better physical health, better mental health, and educational success for kids. But sports budgets are being slashed in urban public school districts where the need is the greatest. An organization is stepping in to provide coaches, support, and valuable training for hundreds of this country's sports-based youth development programs. And Only a Game's Karen Given has the story.
This is Little Village, a neighborhood on the west side of Chicago. On a beautiful summer day, a large group of kids gets ready to play soccer on a newly installed artificial turf field. Watching this scene, it's hard to imagine that Little Village has been the site of a gang war that's ebbed and flowed for 50 years. But during June of 2013, when I visited this community of 90,000 people, 10 men between the ages of 18 and 33 were shot, one fatally. Rob Castaneda understands what the constant threat of violence does to the kids in this neighborhood.
Even if you don't see the physical act of a shooting happen, you do see the gang graffiti all over the place. You see the broken windows. You see the blood on the sidewalk. For us, I think that's why it makes it more important for kids to be able to play.
Rob and Amy Castaneda moved here in 1998 when Amy got a job teaching in a local school. One day, after living in the neighborhood for about a year, Rob Castaneda called the police to report gang activity, and one of the local gangs found out.
3 days later, they set our house on fire while we were sleeping. And our initial reaction was, this is crazy, let's get out of here. But it was actually the girls' basketball team that my wife was volunteer coaching. And they said, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Castaneda, you can't give in the intimidation, you can't. And, you know, and it really made us think, you know, our kids in our community are dealing with these types of things every day, but they don't have any control over that. They don't have the ability to just kind of leave. And so we knew for us, staying was the right thing to do.
The Castanedas stayed, even after the gang set their house on fire a second time. They stayed, even when the gang returned to scream death threats through their shattered window. They stayed and became even more involved in their community, founding Beyond the Ball, an organization working to improve life in Little Village through sport and play. 16 years later, Rob Castaneda now plays basketball with some of the people who went to prison for trying to burn down his house. Some of their kids are in his programs.
What we want is something that they would want also, and that's a better life for their children, a better life for their families, and just making our community a better place.
For more than a decade, Beyond the Ball was on its own, as were hundreds of other sports programs trying to make a difference in this country's poor, violence-prone cities. But now there's an organization helping out, providing salaries for coaches and the training they need to best serve their unique population. It's called Up to Us.
The movement that they've been able to spearhead across this country to kind of give sports-based youth development a united front through Up to Us, it's been amazing.
Beyond the Ball's Biddy Ball program is run by a cadre of young, energetic coaches who spend as much time teaching values to these second graders as they do basketball and soccer. As the kids get older, the coaches step out of the way. And every debate, from who picks first to whether a foul was committed, is solved through rock, paper, scissors.
That's a peaceful way of solving conflict, right? And after that game...
Michelle Talapa is both a coach and an alum of Beyond the Ball.
I mean, if they're out in the street and they think about, do I really want to fight right now? No. I just, you know, leave it alone. That's okay.
Talapa is one of 1,700 coaches in 33 states who have served through the Up to Us program, Coach Across America. And those coaches go through some serious training.
Give them a key, you know?
That's the chant used to celebrate trying a new skill at a recent Up to Us training session in Boston. The silly chants and icebreakers belie an intense four-day schedule for the 100 Coach Across America coaches in attendance. This might be the most formal training they'll get before starting their new jobs, and the stakes couldn't be higher.
Right, while we're here, all those kids are out there waiting for you to come back.
Lou Burkholz helped design the training program for Up to Us, and he doesn't worry about the best way to teach the play-action pass. Instead, he begins his training session by standing in front of a colored map of the brain, pointing to an almond-sized structure called the amygdala.
So the amygdala has one job, and its only job is to look around all day and wonder, can I eat it or does it eat me?
When there's danger, the amygdala kicks into gear. Muscles get tense, the heartbeat quickens, and blood leaves the brain. Higher-level problem solving is out. If the brain is kept in this hyper-alert state for too long or is pushed there too often, scientists say the brain loses its pathways to critical thinking. Why is this important for a group of young sports coaches to understand? Studies have shown that as many as one-third of children living in this country's most violent neighborhoods have PTSD. That's nearly twice the percentage as soldiers returning from Iraq or Afghanistan. Burkholz says coaches already know what to do when a kid shows up to basketball practice and has no idea how to dribble the ball.
But if a kid come and you say, stand here, and they stand there, and you say, listen here, and they are talking, we think of that as a will issue, that somehow they're doing it on purpose, they're misbehaving. But what if it's also a skill issue?
The trauma-sensitive coach's job isn't to just teach basketball players how to dribble. It also includes training kids' brains to redevelop those pathways to critical thinking. Megan Bartlett, chief program officer for Up to Us, demonstrates.
Oh, my God, coach, did you see that? She's all over me. No, calm down. You calm down. What do you mean, calm down?
Even on day two of their training, these young coaches know that asking a kid whose amygdala is in overdrive to calm down doesn't help. But asking what's wrong isn't any more successful. That only works to escalate the player's emotions. Instead, Burkholz asks our role-played basketball player whether she knows what 878 is.
878? No.
878?
878.
What's 878?
I don't know.
You've got 8 rebounds so far. 7 assists and 8 points. Do you know what a triple-double is?
Yeah.
This is the first half.
The idea is to get the player thinking, which helps to shut down the amygdala. Megan Bartlett admits that this sort of trauma-sensitive training isn't always immediately well-received by old-school traditional coaches.
Sometimes the kind of traditional sport world folks look at us like we've lost our minds, but there's an explosive child. If you're trying to get them on a basketball court, you have to understand that the explosion may not be in their control, and that if you kick them off the team, where do they go?
At the end of the day, the coaches in training are organized into a four-square tournament. Casey Stewart, who's been on the job with Philadelphia's Starfinder Foundation for just 2 weeks, is worried. As a soccer coach, she claims to lack hand-eye coordination. But she's definitely not worried about the challenges she'll face working with kids who've seen and lived through so much. About that, she's downright chipper.
I'm definitely going to learn as much as the kids are going to. I want to do this. I've seen how effective it can be, so I will be chipper because I know that I have a great potential to make a difference, and all of the coaches here have a chance to make that difference.
For that attitude, I'm sure her fellow Coach Across America coaches would offer a great big
kilo.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.